Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
That was the sink clap. We do that every episode.
We're not in a bathroom.
We're leaving it in this time.
All right.
We're leaving it in this episode. Just so everyone knows the behind the scenes.
So everyone knows we are actually just guys behind.
We're just two guys sat and we're just saying what's on our minds every week. And you know what? The
pre-planned things.
Pre-planned things, but pre-planned as of an hour ago.
That's true.
We only planned them an hour ago. And now we're here.
Is this really the intro, is this?
Can be the intro. Everyone, anyone happy with this? Everyone satisfied?
Doesn't seem resounding at all, does it?
Well, they're not here. They're going to put it in the comments. They're going to go, Jack, we are satisfied.
Shut up. I'm talking. Also, guys, just so you are aware, the Tommy Innit Survival Tour tickets are on sale now. This is my half stand-up show, half sort of interview with another YouTuber. Jack's going to be doing many of the shows.
I'm sometimes the YouTuber.
Not all of the time, though. There's lots of special guests who are about to be announced soon. But if you want to get yourself a ticket, go to TommyInnit.com. It's in April and May of next year around America and the United Kingdom. It's going to be a brilliant night. You'll absolutely love it, especially if you enjoy this podcast. So yeah, go to TommyInnit.com, link in the description, and get yourself a ticket.
Shut up.
I did it.
You did? Thought I'd let you do it this week. Been a while.
I don't want to be in host mode, though. I want you to go, Tom, how you doing, man? I don't want to do it. No.
This isn't your episode.
No.
Right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back. Shut Up, I'm Talking podcast.
Hey, everyone.
Remember to subscribe.
It's weekly.
We keep forgetting to ask you guys to do that, and we need to.
How you doing, man?
Says the
how you doing,
higher
man?
Ups. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm feeling a bit greasy, you know.
Why are you feeling greasy, Tom?
Well, all my shower's gone off and I'm just feeling like this dirty person.
Oh,
and I'm rubbing this chair a lot, just rubbing all over this chair. That's because I'm trying to get the grease out of my clammy fingers. And it's this bit here.
Oh, you have calluses actually right there. Why do you have calluses?
Grease.
Oh, grease?
No, not really. No, from the gym.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where have you been showering after the gym?
Your house, Jack. I've been coming to yours.
My house.
Your shower's mental.
He keeps coming to my house to shower.
Oh, once.
All right. Well, to be fair, it's because your whole household has been using my house to shower, so I'm getting more frustrated. But you have only done it once. When I say your whole household, I mean just you and Harry.
You can't just take things out on me like this.
You're right. But what we can take out is our frustrations at our worst moment of the week. Tom.
Oh, yeah, man.
What's the worst moment of your week this week?
Jack, my week has gone to shit.
What's happened?
Mate. So, we have Dan TDM on last week.
We did.
He goes, we filmed two last week. He goes, oh, man, I take the piss out of him for his leaky, stupid house.
Yeah.
Oh, that was rich coming from me. Because as we found out, then afterwards, my house floods and...
So, yes, we found out during the second episode that we recorded that day that your house, hours after you said to Dan TDM, my house has never leaked.
But probably that moment began to leak.
Probably in that exact second.
So then, you know, I go home, plumber comes around, he fixes the leak.
Yeah.
Oh, guess what? Begins leaking again a few days later. For fuck's sake.
You know what that sounds like? Sounds like what happened to our friend Dan.
So now I can only use a downstairs bathroom. You might be thinking, well, maybe this is a pro, Tom, because you have three bathrooms, but it's not a pro because
you
it's
have
down.
Three?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you only had two.
No, there's a hidden one in the kitchen. Bad place for a bathroom,
what?
But really bad place for a bathroom. When you're eating, you hear some horrible shit. Anyway,
well, yeah,
so I have
literally
to use the kitchen bathroom now. Already the worst of my three bathrooms. This isn't our most grounded of episodes, by the way. So I'm in my third bathroom the other morning.
Yeah. No, please, no, carry sorry, on. I find nothing funny about this. It sounds horrible.
I heard my own voice for a second. And I was in my bathroom early on in the morning, right?
Yeah.
I was having a little number two. And I look on the ground and I see a little bit of muck. And I think, oh, all right. You know, muck, a bit of dirt, a bit of whatever.
Why was there dirt on you?
And then the dirt starts doing this. And the dirt begins to move and crawl around like this. And I go, what is that?
Well, yeah.
And now at this point, I'm in a compromised position. Let's not forget.
Yeah, you've been caught literally pants down.
Yeah, and so I'm thinking, what sort of weird Stranger Things fantasy am I in? I lean over to get a look. It's this sort of guttural red worm that's, and its head keeps lurching up at me like a snake. And I'm at this point, I'm freaking the fuck out, and I'm speed wiping so I can stop being compromised. Wow, this awful thing on the ground, and I'm like, am I in fucking terraria?
How did a worm get in
your
house?
Am I in Stranger Things? And I'm like, did I birth this worm? Where's it come? Because you know, I've just been putting out something. I'm just
you're worried that you had a parasitic worm that you shat out onto your kitchen floor.
Yes. So I'm freaking out. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not doing well. And then I get out of this room. I tell Harry, he comes to look at the room. He freaks out, you know, and then
he doesn't like bugs and stuff.
I would never kill something on purpose, but I did this time. But I didn't want to upset it, so I wrapped it in tissue paper and then I sort of stamped on it because it freaked me. And it wasn't like your ordinary run-of-the-mill worm. No, no.
Well, don't be careful
so I Google
what you
it.
Say because
I go. Oh yeah, down here. So I Google it. I Google bathroom worms. Right? Guess what they're called?
What?
Bloodworms.
Oh!
Yeah, I know. Doesn't it sound like you kill it and the Eye of Cthulhu would spawn?
Yeah, like, a little bit.
It's fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I think we got a bloodworm infestation, but I don't know where they're coming from, but they like...
A bloodworm infestation?
Well, because I saw the corpse of another worm the other day on the front. So I'm freaking... I hate being a homeowner. And then, as I would turn around after my poo, I see two massive spiders behind me. I hate the downstairs bathroom.
Yeah, well, the lower to the floor something is, the more likely it has to have spiders.
Because before, I lived high up, so I wouldn't
well,
get...
Well, this is the thing. I really used to like Eleanor's apartment in London.
Yeah, because there's no insects.
There was no insects because it was so high up. And now I'm all...
Oh, man.
I'm not ground level, but whenever I go... Because my house, the living room's on the second floor. So luckily, I'm always safe in there. But when I go down to garage level...
That's where they get you.
All sorts of bugs and critters.
So, mate, I've just been, ever since that morning, and that was the same morning that all the hot water went off and also all the toilets shut down.
So I think they shut down. Or they
went
shut on
down.
Strike. No more shit.
Mate, you can't use them anymore. So it's just been this sort of horrid, horrid, horrid experience. I hate myself and my life. So yeah, that was my worst moment of the week.
sounds pretty bad.
Yeah.
I almost feel like I'm about to complain.
What was your
about
worst moment of the week?
Yeah, I feel like it's
did you have to fend off the bloodworms?
Look, and remember, you guys get to choose which is the worst in the comments, all right? So just but I didn't have to fend off any bloodworms, but I did have to fend off people. And I'll explain that.
Okay.
We, this weekend, you were here. You were there.
Yes.
We went clubbing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
I don't want to do clubbing anymore.
You were quite amped up for it on the night.
Yeah, not now.
Why? What's changed?
Well, so much happened.
I don't...
My worst moment specifically, if you want to know specifically,
yeah,
right? And this is a problem I now suffer with, right? That randomly, especially on nights out when people are drunk and foolish, they decide now that because I've boxed, because I'm a hard man who goes to the gym,
yeah,
especially ever since that episode of the podcast where I told everyone how hard I was, right?
You have certainly been bragging about it a lot.
I set a precedent. People want to challenge me. I feel like Goku.
What?
In Dragon Ball Z. I don't know if you've seen Dragon Ball Z. I haven't.
Of course I haven't.
I'm pretty sure that Goku, that his whole thing is that people want... I think he's the other way around. I think he wants to fight anyone who appears strong. But it doesn't matter. I'm like the strong... it's like I have my own personal Gokus and they just want to fight me all the time because I've shown myself a worthy... I've proven myself a worthy opponent.
Sorry. This has been a very conceptual worst moment of the week so far.
What I'm saying
all you've
is
really done is this, compare yourself to Goku.
What happened... No. I'm the many, many opponents of Goku. But anyway...
I'm finding this really hard to follow. I'll be...
Ever since I boxed, people reckon, oh, I want to see if I can have a piece, beat this guy. And especially when they're drunk, right? So we're on a night out and you've nipped into the corner shop to buy a buzz ball.
Oh yeah, only because I was pressured.
Oh, were you pressured?
No, I wasn't really. I just didn't want to come off.
This guy loves the buzz. Anyway, I'm in an alleyway and Average Harry squared up and we're having a scrap in the alleyway.
Oh no, you can't be fighting.
It was a bit of a play fight. Well, this is what I thought. So I put my hands up and whenever someone does this, I'm like, all right, I'll see if I can tap around their guard. And I don't want to hit them. I'm just tapping them.
You're tapping around their guard.
I'm just going like that. I'm tapping them.
See, I didn't like that.
A fast little tap. Fucking big, stupid idiot Harry. big, stupid buffoon ape Harry decides to hit me with like full force. So I've got my hands up here and he just jabs me in the rib. But like, he fucking actually hit me. And I got quite pissed off and I went,
red?
Stop now, I'm going to hit you actually. Which probably wasn't the way to cool down the situation. Yeah. So then we started more. And now, right here on my rib here,
yeah.
I've got a bruise. I don't know why I lifted my shirt, you can't see it. It's a rib bruise.
I see a lot of midriff.
It's internal. But okay. I've got like actual bruising.
Like a feelings bruise.
No. I've got an actual like bruise.
You've got an actual internal
it
bruise.
It hurts a lot. Whenever I breathe too heavy, or, and this is terrible, I've also been sick this week, so I've had a cough. Every time I cough, it's like being punched all over again. So I've been in agony for the past 3 days, all because big stupid Harry decided he wanted a big stupid fight.
Can I just go, so it doesn't, from that story, Jack, it doesn't feel like you are like Goku, who gets challenged to fights. It feels like Harry hit you. And no, now you're annoyed. Have you been challenged to any other fight?
Yeah. Got an anecdote here. Every time, and this I mean this, every time, there's only been about four times, but every time I meet Will and E, we have a fight.
Okay, so just Harry and Will and E then?
No, there's other people as well. I'm just Will and E was my best example because every time. I don't know what it is. I don't even know him that well. I've met him. Like,
hope our viewers can psychoanalyze this.
Three or four times. Famous YouTube personality Will and E, for anyone who's unfamiliar. And every time I see him, there will come a moment where we'll be bantering, and then I go, and we'll fight for like 2 seconds, and we'll just tap each other, and then that'll be it. But last time, I'd had a boxing match between that meeting and the meeting previous to that. So when we went, then got into our play fight, I stanced up properly, and he went, ooh. No, it's scary now.
You do stand up very quick and then it's you know.
It escalates.
You do like to...
But it's my defense.
To show off a bit with your little kung fu.
It's not kung fu. That's a whole different
whatever you've got
sport
going on.
And martial art. And I have great respect for the art of kung fu. Oh, that was karate. I was about to say Mr. Miyagi, but he's famously from the movie The Karate
Kid. You're thinking
Kid,
of Panda,
so
mate.
I think...
Pandas.
Oh, yeah, Po.
Yeah.
From Kung Fu Panda. He probably wasn't... Well, he is the Dragon Warrior, actually. He's the dragon. I was going to say he probably wasn't the best. He was, they say every, here's a fun fact about Kung Fu Panda. Any Kung Fu Panda fans in the chat will love this. In the chat, oh God, I went live streamer mode. Any Kung Fu Panda fans will really enjoy this. Every character in that movie, all the Kung Fu ones, not just any old character, but all the ones that do the Kung Fu, they're all characterized off of a different style of Kung Fu. So Mantis is the Mantis style of Kung Fu. And the crane is the crane style of kung fu. Po, the panda, you're going to think, oh, he's panda style. It's not real. He's actually the drunken master. Because there was a style of kung fu back in the days where they everyone was kung fu fighting. These guys would get hammered, but they did like sort of unpredictable drunk kung
like
fu.
Like Harry.
Well, exactly. That he was the drunken master that evening, and
but
I just
you were the mantis him. Crane hybrid.
No, I was me. I've got my own style. Got my own style. I developed it when I was training.
All right, so you guys can vote in the comments who had a worse moment.
Remember that Tom only had to fight a worm, and I had to fight a big stupid boy. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
I have more to talk about this night out. Because we went out.
Well, oh yeah, sorry, go on.
We went out. You went out two nights on the trot.
Which
you've
is
gone
very
crazy.
Rare for me.
You
very...
never go out. You haven't. When was the last time you went out prior to this weekend?
Last year.
Yeah, you don't do it.
I know. Well, the times they are a changing, aren't they, Jack? And I'm over the moon.
Well, are you? You sound over the moon.
Well, guess what? I tell you why not, Jack. Because the night before we went out, me and Tubbo went out, right? I'm sat in a stupid bar and I'm sat with stupid Tubbo, right?
We really don't like our friend the whole time. Like, stupid Harry and stupid Tubbo.
I'm sat there and this big sort of like gaggle of women come over. I don't know what you call that. Group.
Group. Probably a group.
I suppose group, isn't it? Yeah. And I have no idea how we got to this point. I really don't. But it's me and Tubbo crammed in like really awkwardly with like four people who are ex-fans having a big... How do I explain this? But they weren't up to date. And so basically...
Well, they were fans, but they hadn't been keeping in touch.
Yeah, for like years.
Oh.
And Tubbo takes the liberty of updating them.
On everything.
And we're quite sober at this point, and they're not. They're like hammered and just like, oh, it's fucking Tubbo, which is a fair response, right? And so they're sat there going like... And I'm sort of sat there like in a little shell in the corner. And this girl is just going, who's the biggest of the fans. And she used to have Innit in her Snapchat name, which I was honoured to know. And she sat there going really loud, like really quite loud in this bar. Not Dream. No. He was the last one I would have thought. And you go in and then Tubbo's explaining. And she goes, what? George as well? No! And it just keeps going down the list. And she's just freaking out. I tell you what you realise, Jack, is quite how long the list is.
Ooh.
I know. And you
I suppose until you have to explain it to someone, you don't really think about it.
Someone who hasn't been around for 2 years.
Yeah, God. Ooh.
We didn't get. I would have been bad if we had to break the news about techno. We didn't get to that point.
Oh, my God. They might not know.
I really hope they
know. Surely they know.
That would be a bad time to find. Tubbo tells you in person.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're pissed on a night out and Tubbo has to tell you that. God almighty.
What a horrible way.
Oh my God, I hope they did know beforehand.
Yeah, me too. But yeah, and then they're sat next to us and they go, this is so sad, you know, and they're sat next to Tubbo because my tier list was always you, Tommy, Dream, George and Tubbo. And Tubbo just starts kicking off and going, well, what the fuck? Why would you even say that to me, to my face? She's going, I'm sorry, Tubbo, but clearly the times have changed.
It's the truth.
I didn't know now. And then two are having an argument and I'm just sat there in this corner. Like, and then they all start asking me about Logan Paul and I'm having to like explain to these people. It was just so uncomfortable, but it was also really funny.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And then you chose to go out again. Having had that experience, you went,
well, I had to come back from that. I couldn't. Oh, I couldn't.
You couldn't leave it there. You can't end on a loss, as I always famously say.
No, yeah. But yeah, so that was my first one. And it was just, never go out with Tubbo too. He just doesn't get, it's just not who you want to go out with.
So then we went out again with Tubbo, mind you.
Yeah.
For a second evening on Saturday. Oh, I didn't go the first time, but I agreed on Saturday. I did my classic You Laugh, You Lose battle stream.
Like the famed
You Laugh, You Lose battle every week.
Who
Saturday.
Won the battle?
Lexi Marie.
Oh, man.
And I really lost
that
this
damn Lexi.
Because it was a big prize pool I had to give her.
How much was it?
Like 380 quid. I wasn't happy about that.
That's, what is that? That's,
380 quid.
Almost an Xbox One. Or maybe if you get a second-hand Xbox One, that is literally an Xbox One.
Xbox One X, you mean? The Xbox One is very cheap these days.
In that case, you can just get yourself an Xbox One then.
Could got two with that sort of money.
You should get yourself two after this.
I've already got one. But yeah, to give them money, not happy, but I thought, no, the best way to rectify how much money I've had to spend is spending more money on a night out with my friends. So I thought, right, let's gather the troops. I say, everyone, come round my house. So everyone comes around my house. Why? There's beer on tap at my house.
There's beer on tap at Jack's house, which originally I mocked him for, and now...
And then you went round and you saw the beauty that is me pouring pints for my mates, and you thought, all right.
Yeah, it was good.
And this is the thing. Tom, you had a lot of realisations about my house that night, didn't you?
Yeah, because on the one hand, your house isn't a shithole like I thought it was.
No, it's a beautiful house.
But on the other hand, it's like it's not homely, it's smart.
It is homely.
Your house, when AI takes over, when the clankers win, your house is going to be the first one to die. You're going to be the first one to get got. I'm not being funny. This is the smartest house I've seen in my life. So you have an Alexa that wherever you move, it turns its head to look at you, the big screen, which is awful.
Yeah, but it's great because I can watch House on Prime Video while I cook.
It's
and
like really
around.
Jarring. You have a no-touch bin that you sort of hover near and it opens.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But bins are dirty and I'd rather not touch them.
You have like... But
it also has a filter in it to keep the smell away. Anti-odor filter.
It's like properly the opposite of what I'd want in my life. I was on edge while your camera was... There's like a microphone in every room.
You have a phone in your pocket.
It doesn't listen to me.
This frustrates me that you always say there's a microphone in there. It's listening.
It doesn't listen to me. It's Apple.
Watch this.
I trust Apple.
Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri.
Yeah, obviously it's listening to you now because you're calling his name. You're shouting his name.
How the fuck do you think Alexa works?
No, because Alexa's weird. It's always on. Siri's not always on, or else I'd be losing loads of battery.
How on earth would it hear you if it wasn't always on?
Because I'm shouting its name.
How does it hear you shouting its name?
It wakes up when I shout its name. Also, I don't have Hey Siri set up.
Neither do I, apparently. I thought it did.
Yeah, and also Apple, Steve Jobs,
he's dead.
Yeah, but he's troubled. He was a troubled man. But
yeah, and you're trusting this troubled man with all your data.
What he did on the whole, I think, was all right.
Bezos is not troubled.
Yes, Bezos. No, shut up.
No,
Bezos,
he's not troubled.
You're just saying that because you stream on Twitch.
And I trust him wholeheartedly, especially with his big laugh that isn't evil sounding at all.
Bezos, the rest of them are evil, okay? Amazon, is he? Oh, of course, because Amazon's Bezos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done.
I didn't realise why you were bringing that. Yeah, he's so evil. They're not evil around here at Apple. I don't reckon.
You're just an Apple fanboy. Your dad raised you on the Apple keynote.
Based on my, not any knowledge, but gut feeling, Apple are good, right? And don't use any evidence against me on that, because I like this little bubble I'm in of ignorance.
Well, either way, I can't believe you disrespect my Alexa's because of the... What about the multi-room sound, Tom?
That was cool, but not. It wasn't worth the cost of your privacy.
I put on Christmas music. It's Christmas time now. Put on Christmas music. And we were all in the kitchen getting drinks. Then I'm like, should we move to the living room? And the music came with us.
Yeah, but the speaker was a lot worse in the living room.
It is.
So you do notice that, actually.
You do notice the quality drop off.
If you just had a small portable speaker, you could just simply pick it up with your hand and move it in that room. And that.
Why bother my hands? Why bother them? Why must I lift my weary hands?
The people from Mansfield, the mining town, are going to approve of you, Jack.
They dream of having a life like me.
This has not been our grounded episode. It's a bad episode to be wearing a leather
jacket.
Either
way, Tom rescinded a lot of his horrible comments about my house.
That's true.
And really liked it. And we have a lovely Christmas tree.
That's very nice.
The fireplace was roaring.
A lovely Christmas tree. You have a fireplace.
It's actually not a real fireplace.
You have a big old TV. The feng shui of your room is very good. Not excellent, but very good.
Yeah, it's getting there. We're going to move some stuff around.
Needs a bit more feng, yeah.
The shui will be fixed.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Soon.
Give it time.
We're just... Yeah, we're still in the
yeah, it's all right. It's
days.
Not terrible, man.
Thank you. But anyway, we left from there to go to our first club. And this is the problem. When I say first club, I mean first. Usually, I don't know about you, I used to just pick one club and stick with it. Not this guy. This guy's a club hopper.
No, I didn't.
I don't know if you know
it.
About
it
clubs.
Bad.
You have to pay for entry at all of them, right? And I've got a question for you. You went to one club twice. You have to pay entry both times.
Should we explain what clubs are? Because we have quite because of our younger viewers.
Do you think there
idiots.
Well, no, but I didn't know what clubs were till I was like 17.
A nightclub is a place you go to drink, they play music, and
they're horrible and dirty.
They're dirty and they're too loud. You can't talk to anyone.
No, and they're just these miserable places.
It is sort of terrible, but there's actually really no benefit of going.
When you say it like this, you think, why? Why?
Something about all the lights and sounds allows you to get drunker.
Yeah, and being surrounded by a load of other drunk people. But then you just feel
bad.
But
then you feel bad the next day and you spend a lot of money. I actually really can't have... why do we do it?
I don't think I want to do it again.
Well, this is... I already made this conclusion.
But I know that I will.
I will. No, I know I will. But I've not... That was the first time I've been clubbing in a long time as well.
Me too.
And I don't know about you, but I firmly decided I'm good.
Yeah.
And I think it's partially down to the way you do it. I think you do it weird.
I bet you.
Tom insisted that we left mine at 11 p.m, which is when the clubs open. They're nightclubs. They open like pretty late
at night.
So we got in at 11 p.m. I don't know if anyone knows this. You go to the club at first thing. It's always shit.
No, but this was 80s night. We just had to play time because I ended up going back here. Yeah, but you were all too impatient.
We didn't need to play time. You were the one who insisted on leaving.
I wanted to have fun. I didn't know the fun started at a certain time.
Yes. Much later in the evening.
I know that now, don't I?
We should have went to a bar and just been friends and then we go clubbing when we're already sufficiently drunk.
Hey, I know that now. I thought I knew this before.
So we went to the club at 11, where it's boring, got there, were bored.
No,
Tubbo
no.
left there and then.
Bruce Springsteen came on, so I was...
Did you even have a drink at the club?
Yes, because Bruce Springsteen came on, so I was boogieing. I was. No one else really knew Bruce like I did. Jack.
No, that's true.
Jack, do you know how excited I was when Dancing in the Dark came on, and it was blasting all these movies on the wall? I was in heaven, Jack. For 3 minutes and 37 seconds, I was in heaven. But then heaven ended, and I was back in this dirty room.
Dirty room where...
And guess what? They didn't play any more Bruce all night.
They didn't. And you get recognised a lot.
Oh, gosh,
the other week I said concerts are bad for getting recognised. Clubs are crazy. Everyone wants to talk to you if you're Jack Manifold or Tommy Innit or Tubbo or Push Average Harry. like, everyone wants a piece. So it was just... All I did is I got in, I got a drink, chatted to a bunch of people that I didn't know, which was fine. They were all lovely. And then I went over to you finally and you were like, let's leave this joint. So then we left.
We did it all wrong. And Jack, if we ever do it again, we won't do it all wrong. But we did it all wrong.
And we did. And you know what the worst part is? You then, when we got to our third club of the evening, because let's fact, the first
yeah,
two
no, the worst club. It was horrid.
Old Reliable Chalk. It's my Old Reliable.
It was awful.
That's my stomping grounds. I used to go there three nights a week back in 2022.
That's miserable. Why?
Bad year. Having a bad year. So I was there a lot, drowning my sorrows. But what I've realised is you never lose the relationship you build with a club. Because I went in, and I tell you this, I didn't pay for a single drink.
And you almost
the whole
rebounded
time.
Into it.
I got entry cheaper because it was
It wasn't £7, it was £6 because, and I quote from Freddie, you said to the door lady, hey, I'm a YouTuber, can I have discounted entry?
He's a liar. I did not say anything about having...
That's what Freddie said.
He is a fucking liar. You know what I said verbatim because I remember because I was very proud of this.
What?
I went, she went, one entry. I went, yes, please. Ideally, as cheap as you can do it. And she went...
Yeah, really cool.
And she went, what? I went, just want to see if there was any discounts going. And she went, I can give you a quid off if you get a wristband. I went, where do I get a wristband? She went, you have to ask him. So I went, you're right, mate. There's a mate, a guy just next to me. You're right, mate. He went, yeah. I went, I hear you have a wristband that gets me in cheaper. He went, yep. I went, I'd like one.
You shaved a quid.
Yeah, but it was quite a fun interaction. Everyone thought I was like some cheeky chappy, you know, getting my quid off. Freddie's bullshit story about me saying I'm a YouTuber. You know, the only fucking person who does that is Freddie.
He did it once and he regrets it to this day.
Yeah, he used his famous birthdays to try and get into a club because he didn't have his ID.
No, it was a famous birthdays to get some co-op vodka in a co-op in Nottingham. And they said no.
So he tried to make up a lie about me making out I'd done the same
thing. No, look.
I don't need to say I'm a YouTuber at Chalk because no one gives a shit. Everyone at Chalk only cares about the fact that I'm that guy that used to go to Chalk all the time. They look after me at Chalk.
It's like Hypixel Lobby 1 for you. For me, when I go back to Skywars Lobby 1, they go, oh, no, he's not Tommy Innit to us. He's the Lobby 1er who would always micro-help people.
Yeah, and that's what I am at Chalk, just that guy that was there all the time. Yeah. So I didn't pay for a single drink all night. They let me have all of them for free.
Well, someone's going to get sacked now you said this.
Well, I'm not going to say who it was. Well, I don't even know who it was, actually.
Maybe getting hit on.
No, not me. I'm famously taken. Everyone knows I'm taken. No one would hit on me.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, either way, I thought about it and I thought, you know what? I'm glad that I've stopped clubbing, but I don't regret the fact that I used to do it all the time. Because now, on the odd chance that I do want to go, I know I have a home.
I don't think it was worth the thousands you would have spent at a club, though.
Thousands. Thousands.
Okay, do you want to move on to the next?
And the more I spent at the casino afterwards. God,
I don't want to explore your past. It's a right. Sad past.
Oh, but anyway, I'm still on this because the one thing I wanted to say is that when I find... No, I know it's been a while, but I've got one more thing to say, and this really hammers home what type of guy Tommy Innit is, viewers. I got to my home, Chalk. I ran into some friends. Cause of course, I got friends at Chalk. I'm Mr. Chalk. Ran into some friends. Went to just speak to them guys for a bit. Turn around. Where's Tom? Tom has left the club without telling me.
Oh, yeah, I fucked off.
He just left and ditched me.
Well, you were with your new Chalk buddies and I was getting fucking bombarded.
You could have said to me, oh, Jack, I want to leave and I would have went with you, but you didn't. And then you went back. Where did you go back to? The first fucking club we went to in the first place.
It was 80s night.
So all the extra... Like,
and then guess what? Me and Freddie boogied all night long and I was...
We had to pay for doors two more times. I mean, admittedly, I got £1 off on one of them, but still, I had to pay for entry. Well, no, actually, no.
Also, Harry paid
for everyone's entry to one of the clubs, and then we left within 30 seconds of entering.
It was miserable, though.
Yeah, but he spent like 100 quid getting us all in, and we all left within about 30 seconds.
I watched him turn the door, see the thing, and go, oh.
I literally went in, used their toilet, and left. Right, on average, Harry's dime.
Should we move on?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Oh, yeah. I've got a new segment.
Well, no, no.
I got
no.
So sick of having
just,
the
we
only
can't just
segment.
Be inventing. Worst moment of the week is a shared segment. The worms
yeah, but you
is a
always
shared
announce
segment.
It.
Well, hang on. You can't just throw a new segment onto me like this. What is it?
It's brand new. I'm introducing it today. It's Jack's Big Questions. Came up with some questions for you. Oh. I've decided I just don't know enough about you. Right. So I've got some questions here. Go read them. Starting pretty high level. Tom, what is your first memory? I can tell you mine.
Yeah.
When I was...
Is it just so you get to...
when yeah, people a lot of the question is so they questions immediately... I actually want to answer, but I want to hear yours for politeness. So my first memory, so glad you asked, is when I was 2.5, moving house. I was born in a house in Mansfield Woodhouse. Big up Babby Woodhouse. I was born in Woodhouse. And we had a house there. And I remember distinctly there was a box, a cardboard box. Seemed huge to me at the time, but that's because I was 2.5. So I'm a lot smaller. But obviously the scale doesn't change as I remember. So it's quite confusing now because this box was like huge. Anyway, I'm putting all my toys.
You remember from when you were 2.5?
I've got a lot of memories. Yeah, I start having memories from that day and then I remember several things for the rest of my life.
Fucking hell.
I've got a good memory, man. But when I was 2.5, there was a box in front of me and I was putting all my toys in the box. And I remember distinctly the last thing I put in the box before we sealed it up to go to the next house was a toy from a Kellogg's cereal box. A Shrek 2 had just come out
toys in cereal?
Yeah. Yeah, cereal always used to have toys.
Why the fuck? Why would they stop doing that?
Have they stopped putting toys in? I don't eat cereal.
I eat cereal.
I haven't eaten cereal since I was about 2.5.
There's no toys.
Is there no toys in cereal?
No toys.
There used to be toys in cereal. Okay. I'm just verifying that I'm not, this isn't a false memory because I was only 2.5. But anyway, Kellogg's, or at least some Kellogg's brand cereal. Maybe it was Special K. Maybe it was Cocoa Pops. I don't know. But some Kellogg's brand cereal had a promotion with Shrek 2 going on. The best of the Shrek films. Where there was Shrek toys in the cereal. And they were distinctly, I remember, they were like rubbery, plasticky little heads that you would put your fingers in and you can make them like talk.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a Fiona one where she's going, ah, but you make her talk. And that was the last toy I packaged away before it was, the box was then sealed by my mother and taken. And that's my first ever memory.
Wow.
And it's very weirdly specific.
That is detailed.
And the thing is, I thought maybe I made this up, but I Googled the Fiona toy. It does exist. This is not a false memory. It's real. It's all verifiable.
Mine would be, so I need to complete Jack's big questions, is when we went to visit like my first house, that was weird walking around there. But I didn't have like memories, but I was like, whoa, this is weird. I remember this, but not specifically. My first one I remember, I was about between ages 4 and 6 or 7. I can't remember how old it was. But I was at a mate's house, so I didn't know very well. I only went around his house once. I can't remember why, what I did, but his mum like told me off and she put me on the naughty step. We did not have a naughty step in my house.
Yeah, being punished by someone else's parents is weird.
That's my first memory.
Yeah.
Because I remember thinking,
because that is traumatic.
I remember thinking, this isn't, are you even allowed to do this? Why am I even, what the hell's going
on? Why am I listening?
And I was specifically thinking, I was here for fun. I was here for respite and recreation and fun. And now I'm literally being punished. And that was, I think, when I realized that the world is this like dark place. Because I was so young and I remember thinking this, I went into this expecting one thing and I've came out with a completely different.
When would you say the moment is, would you say that's the moment where you learned that, yeah, suffering is a thing? I remember that moment for me.
Yeah. Okay. I guess I'll ask you, when did you learn that suffering was a thing? That's such a good.
I'm sure you want to hear this. It's quite sad.
Yeah.
I was 11. Up until then.
10 years with no idea about
everything
suffering.
Was sunshine and rainbows to me. Until I turned, like, not like proper suffering, not like the real morbid shit. And then I turned 11 and I moved school. I moved house. My best mate fell out with me. A great nan died. And I just realized nothing was certain. And then someone explained to me the plot of the movie, The Human Centipede. And it was disgusting and I hated it so much. And I thought,
what's the part of the movie, The Human
Centipede? It's horrible. I don't even want to talk about it.
What happens?
No, they an evil fucking pervert gets all these people and captures them and then sews their heads to the back of the other one's arse and makes a big human centipede. And they have to poo in each other's mouths. It's horrible. It's a disgusting, horrible film. And someone told me about it in school. And I thought, how could possibly anyone's mind conceive such horror? And genuinely, and something snapped, and I never
snapped back.
No, I've never felt joy to the capability I was capable of feeling prior to that day ever again. Never again. It actually killed how much joy I can feel. It halved it. I used to get excited. I used to get excited like when Christmas was coming. I used to feel excitement, and I lost that ability for many years.
Halved it.
I actually genuinely lost that ability for a decade. I couldn't feel excitement anymore for a decade.
When you were in Chalk, was that, were you still?
Yeah, it wasn't until me and Eleanor got together that I felt excitement again. That's genuinely true. Something I told her.
So what, man, are you fucking hell, man?
It ruined me for years. It was a very dark 6 months, but then I sort of recovered a little bit. And then I lived the next decade with the looming sense that The Human Centipede was thought up. I couldn't even think of that. If you even said the title around me, it'd bring me a great sense of depression because the world is a horrible, horrible place.
Man.
I've still never watched the film.
Probably not as bad as you imagine.
This is the thing. I do this a lot. I've got a very horrible mind and it makes things much worse. I was very terrified of Chucky, you know, that doll from Child's Play for many years. And part of me thought, should I just watch the film? It's probably really not that scary. But to me, it's scary.
See, this is how I feel about anal prolapses.
No, yes.
Because I...
Have you ever said this on the... is this the first time you ever revealed... I know this.
Yeah, I revealed this. My genuine hot.
Tom is terrified of anal prolapse.
And I know they're not that bad, but I can't... I'll start getting hot if I talk about this, but... Because, you know, I get hot.
You have to take layers off. You're going to take that lovely denim jacket off.
It's going to come off in a minute. But it's because...
Ooh, one, Ralph Lauren.
One of the shows we were doing... This is the worst time it ever really got to me. Is one of the shows we were doing, there were these light bulbs that kind of looked like flowers. And they had this, like, that behind them. And I don't know why, but that's in my head. I imagine what an anal prolapse was. So I was on stage in front of, like...
It's a weirdly apt description.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. No, don't stop. No, don't tell
me. Say it looks like a rosebud.
No, don't, man. Please.
I've only ever seen one because Howie Mandel posted one on
TikTok. I know. Stop, please. So anyway, but I was on stage and I couldn't stop looking at them. So I was on stage in front of like 900 people. Just I kept going and just looking at them as I was chatting to the dark internet. I just kept looking at this.
As a character from
the show.
There
was one bit where I didn't say a line for like a few seconds because I was so zoned in. And that's when I went... I have to put this prolapse stuff behind me. This is getting in the way.
I think you've gotten a bit better.
Yes.
I think you've gotten a bit better.
Can I tell you what did it for me? Is I went, because for a long time I went, I need to Google it and look at it so I can overcome it. But then I went, you know, I could Google like smashed up eyeball and it's not going to be nice, is it? There's loads of things out there that I'm not going to want to see.
Did you ever have...
And that's all right. Oh, this is another one, is I always wanted to put a Hoover up to my eye.
Why?
And sometimes, so many times I got so close and I didn't do it. I want to see if my eye was strong enough.
No, don't suck your eye
Can
out.
Can we go back to your questions? We're just sort of like weird.
You've developed me a new question then. This is quite a dark one, but you know when you were in school?
Yeah.
Was there like a weird obsession with gore? Or did I get in a weird...
Yeah, everyone was just like, let's look at this beheading
everyone
video.
Everyone just wanted to go live leak and like look at beheadings
and
shit.
I never looked at beheadings.
I had the, like, you know what? I didn't give a shit about how cool it made me. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to see people dying, actually.
Yeah, I always knew that dying was wrong.
I'm glad we had that sense.
Spiritual bond.
Because it was like Two Girls, One Cup, which was supposed to be gross stuff.
I remember you explained that to me in episode 1.
Yeah, that wasn't gore, that was just poo and stuff. But
Because that was where the anal prolapses came from. And someone went, look at this. And I went, no. And they went, but what is it? And they explained it to me. And ever since then...
Goatsy. They probably showed you goatsy.
Ever since then, I've had it in my... Can we move on? Because this is just upsetting everyone. Every listener is having a horrid time. Or maybe just me.
I don't know. But yeah, I wondered whether you managed to avoid that. So well done. This one's a little bit more lighthearted. Takes it away from the gore. What is the worst joke you ever heard at an open mic or one of the gigs you've done? I'm just curious. I saw a recording of a guy telling a really bad joke on Twitter this morning, and I thought, God, that was awful.
You know what mine probably was? It would be on my first gig. There was this guy sat in front of me the whole time on the front row on his phone. Front fucking row.
Yeah, that's a bit harsh.
And then he went up and did stand up. And it was like just a bit transphobic and shit. But I reveled in the stern, cold face I got to give him for his whole 5 minutes that was really crap. But I just was so angry because I was like, you can't just be on Instagram. And it was when I was up doing
it. Oh, it wasn't even like, because I noticed when we went to that, I've been to like...
No, he was just on it. He was
like, some people like writing notes for their set and they're learning and taking notes.
He pissed me off so much.
Yeah,
and
that is...
But then his set was crap and I reveled in the fact that my first set... first was better than what hopefully wasn't his first set.
I like that for you. I'll tell you mine.
Yeah.
I saw it on Twitter this morning. X, the everything app, sorry. I saw it this morning. There was a guy, middle-aged white guy, it's important.
Yep.
Goes up on stage. He goes, I did a 23andMe recently, which is like that like DNA testing, right? Because I did a 23andMe recently. Turns out, I'm 17% African-American. And you think... Well, you begin panicking because you think, oh, Christ. There's probably no good way that this could go. But I thought I'll stick with the clip. And he goes, so bad. Because it's not, I think the best part is it isn't even that offensive. It's just terrible.
What does he do?
He goes, so I'm not so much Wakanda forever. I'm more Wakinda forever. and the whole room is completely silent. Not a single person even snorts.
Oh.
And yeah. he spins the mic dead confidently as well. It's really bad.
I've seen some bomb jokes where you just have to, your toes curl and you just have to keep smiling.
Oh, yeah. Well, the one we went to in Chicago had some bad... I don't remember any specifically.
Yeah, we went to some bad ones.
We saw... There was that one guy that seemed so friendly. Wasn't there a guy that would seem really friendly throughout and then did an awful, really creepy...
Yeah, I've almost blocked every night I go to. There's not really in Brighton, but anywhere outside of Brighton, you always have one just guy.
Predator that goes up and sort of
Have one predator.
There's sort of one...
We're just used to it now. So
there's always at an open mic, for some reason, one guy who probably should be on the sex offenders registry
that
goes up, says something weird, and then everyone goes... And then they leave and you laugh because you're awkward because I think you just admitted something about yourself that's really scary.
Yeah, I've seen that so many times.
But yeah, that was I got more.
That's the end of your questions here.
No, I've got one more, but this one's dark. I lighten the mood just to take you back to a terrible place. Do you know about carbon monoxide?
What?
Do you know about, have you heard of carbon monoxide?
I know carbon dioxide.
Yeah, that one's fine. Don't worry about that one. Carbon monoxide, are you familiar?
No.
I'm really sorry I'm going to have to tell you about this, but it's my responsibility.
Okay.
You're a new homeowner, right? And I recently obviously got my new house as well. My old house, fully electric, no gas.
My house has got gas, my new house.
My new house has got gas as well. The gas in question that's going into your house, either as a byproduct or maybe it's just the gas. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know it. I'm not like a gas guy. but it has something to do with carbon monoxide. Now, carbon monoxide is just carbon dioxide without one of the oxygens. How bad can it be, you think? Well, it doesn't smell of anything. It's odorless. It's colorless. Can't see it. Turns out it just kills you if you breathe it. You just die. And it's in all our houses. And you have to have an alarm fitted in your house that goes off if it's leaking to warn you because you wouldn't know because you wouldn't be able to smell it or anything. And all that happens is you get sleepy. You go, oh, I feel a bit sleepy. I might go for a nap. And then you die. And it's just in all our houses. Or if you have gas. And last night we heard a little alarm, me and Ellie. And we couldn't work out what it was. And Ellie went, what if it's the carbon monoxide detector? And I just got I was about to say irrationally scared, but actually very rationally scared of this mystery gas that might just make me feel tired and then I'll be dead. So it was the middle of the night and I thought, shit, I do feel quite tired. I could fall asleep now.
Because it's the middle of the night.
But I had just worked all day and it was 11 p.m. So it was probably just that. So what I did is I opened the back garden door and stuck my head out to see whether breathing fresh air made me more awake. To see whether it was the air that was making me tired instead of just the fact that I've been awake for 12 hours and working all day. But the fresh air did give me a bit of a boost of energy, but fresh air just kind of does that. So I wasn't sure. So then I tested my carbon monoxide alarm. Turns out it's working, but I didn't like that. I didn't like that. What if it just wasn't working and I didn't know? Because, how do you know it's not working? Because it does nothing.
I hope I have one of those alarms in my house.
Yeah, and it's working. You got to test it. Apparently, you got
to
test it every week.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because you got to know, man.
Test it every week. I've never seen
my alarm says on it, test weekly, and I've not been doing it.
I've never seen my parents test a carbon monoxide.
So I clicked the button, and it went, beep, beep, beep. And I went, whoa. But that's apparently... that says it's working, apparently. But the light that says fault goes on when you're testing it just to check if the fault light works. But that's confusing because I thought what it was saying was there's a fault. So then I got even more panicked because I thought, shit, if there's carbon monoxide right now, the alarm wouldn't know. And I wouldn't know because it's odorless, like all the things I read about it said. I did a lot of reading. So anyway, I wanted to know if you knew about it.
Oh, I didn't, but that's actually weirded me out.
Yeah, your house could just leak gas and kill you.
I got so worried for a bit after I watched The Boys about head popping.
What?
I don't know.
That your head could just spontaneously pop?
Would you ever...
No, that'll just give you bad blood pressure. You could have an aneurysm.
You could... Yes, I found out about brain aneurysms the other day too.
Oh, they're scary.
But I had to ring my dad and go, do you know anyone that's had a brain aneurysm? Of course you know, Dad. And he went, I do. And I went,
I do as well.
But then, this is what comforted me. It's such a low percent chance that it was them.
Yeah, but it
percentage wise,
it happened to my maths teacher in school.
But did he die?
No, and she, for a start.
Oh, cool. Or they, do you know what I mean?
No, it was she. I knew her. She was my teacher. Yeah, she just, one break time, had a brain aneurysm. Like, she was just in her class doing some work, and then her brain had an aneurysm, and she just passed out on the floor. And one of the other teachers came in because she thought, why is she not starting a lesson? And she was just passed out on the floor because she'd had a brain aneurysm. And they fixed her and she was fine. But can you imagine? She could have just like there and then just dropped dead middle of like break time.
But what's good to know, let me put a positive spin on this, is if we know someone that it's happened to, probably not going to happen to us.
All right.
Do you know what I mean?
Maybe. I also learned the other day that I saw...
There's a 1 in 19
I saw a YouTube short and I got really worried because it said... It said, if you crack your neck too hard, it can split one of the tiny blood vessels in your neck, and then it'll clot because it's
no
bleeding.
No one's going to listen to this episode. And then
it'll go to your brain and kill you because of the aneurysm. This episode is scary, man. We're talking about all the stuff that can just get you. Brain aneurysms, carbon monoxide, the human centipede.
Let's have the most...
All this stuff can just happen to you at any moment.
Let's
this
have
world
the most,
is
like,
shit.
Warm... kind, heartfelt Patreon after this moment.
I've got no more. I have got a good question for you.
Got more? How? This has been a long segment.
No, but this
I think this is a week one. This is only going to do this segment for this week.
No, I'll just make the questions funner in the future.
This has been like, okay, we've had some fun talking about clubbing. Now, what if everything goes wrong?
No, I didn't really realize it was all about things going wrong.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
How much do you care about your teeth?
What?
How much do you care about your teeth? That's what I wrote down. I realised I care a lot about my teeth. And
you've
I wondered,
got great teeth.
Thank you very much. I think you do as well.
Thanks, Jack.
I wondered whether I cared about them to an unusual degree or I cared about them the normal amount. So I thought I'd see how much you cared about your teeth.
I didn't care tons. And then my mum said, if you want to be a movie star, you got to care about them. And I went, all right.
Yeah, we'll go Turkey.
What?
If you in Turkey, they'll do you veneers.
What are veneers?
Fake teeth. For people that have bad teeth, they grind your
deer,
teeth down.
Isn't it? That's a form like what? They're deer. It's called veneer or something.
That's venison. That's deer meat. Venison. Veneers are where what they do is they grind your teeth down, and then they put fake teeth on top of them that are really white and perfect.
I don't want that. I like my mid teeth. I care about my teeth. Yeah. Yeah, screw it.
How do you look after them? Give me your teeth.
I brush my teeth.
With what?
A toothbrush.
What kind of toothbrush? Manual or electric?
Manual. I've had a few electrics, but every time I snap them or something.
I think you're using them wrong. I'll tell you the real technique.
No, I'm not done. I floss.
Ooh.
But I have the little orange ones. And then, because...
Oh, the teepees.
Yeah, but if I don't floss, I only floss about once every 2 weeks. And I think, I'm going to stay on top of this. And I don't for ages. And then I floss and it's a fucking bloodbath.
Yeah.
And it's because I have sensitive gums. This stupid orthodontist around the corner... They're not stupid. She's very nice, actually. But her principles are stupid. But she's a lovely woman, but she always goes... Yeah,
probably very well educated, given her profession.
She always goes, oh, you've got super unhealthy gums. And I'm like, just give it a rest.
You probably should take that seriously. You see, that would panic me. Last time I went to the dentist...
I think I'm paying you to be nice, not to just...
No, you're not. You're paying me to look after my teeth. And this is the thing. I went to the dentist and the hygienist the other day. You go to the hygienist?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I've got a wire on the back of my teeth.
Oh, that's nice.
Keeps them real straight together. And I have to wear a retainer. I do a lot of teeth management.
Yeah.
But the thing is, whenever you're at the orthodontist, they make teeth feel like the most important thing in the world.
Well, that's the thing. But I was raised like that. My mum is really, really into teeth. And she like is crazy about teeth. So all the time growing up, I've just been like, I've always been very careful with mine.
Yeah.
And I've realized so I went to the dentist and the hygienist the other day. And I went to the dentist.
Was it the one just there?
No, I go all the way to Mansfield. I have a dentist in Mansfield. You only go to the dentist twice a year, don't you? So I just, go visit the folks. So I go up, I go to the dentist, Titchfield dentist in Mansfield. It's not in Titchfield. Used to be in Titchfield.
This is a very...
Well, I always found this really interesting. It used to be in Titchfield.
What?
And then they moved offices to Mansfield, but then still retained the name Titchfield Dentistry. And I thought, well, this is misleading now. But whatever, doesn't matter. Went in. Got seen by Lawrence, my dentist. Shout out Lawrence.
Why are you...
Lawrence's kids are fans, so
no one wants you to be this specific.
Lawrence's
about your
kids
dentist.
Are fans. I just want Lawrence's kids to have their moment. Hi, Lawrence.
I don't
kids.
Know. I don't think they're going to listen to this. If Lawrence's kids are listening to this, they will have just had to get through some of the most morbid...
They'll be very traumatised.
This is not the episode to shout out some kids in, man. This is a horrid episode.
Shout out Lawrence's kids. Anyway, so Lawrence, my dentist... No, out. Lawrence, my dentist, he looks at my teeth and he looked at them this time and he went, this is great. All your early signs of gum disease have been reversed. And I said, Lawrence... What do you mean I had early signs of gum disease? I don't remember you ever telling me that I had early signs of gum disease prior to this. You went, oh yeah, you did, but they reversed. And I thought, I found that information, even to know that they had once been there, devastating.
Really?
I was really not happy. And then I went to the hygienist who scaled and polished my teeth. And then she talked me into bite, and I own this now. She talked me into, because she's like, what do you use to floss? I went, just like these flossing picks. And she went, oh, I think the little orange teepees would be better for you.
Oh, yeah.
What you were just on
about. Yeah, you want the teepees.
So I bought the teepees. But then she was like, but even better than that, even better than the teepees, a water flosser.
No. My orthodontist said that they're just some woke left bullshit.
She told me that they're great.
Yeah, no, well, that's, of course they would. Stupid Titchfield dentist can't even get their name right.
She told me that they're really good. So.
No, my orthodontist, whose kids also like me, shout out her kids.
Shout sounds like a stupid twat because...
No, fuck off. She's a legend.
I went to the hygienist. She went, you should... I went, oh yeah, I've seen those on TikTok all the time. I figured it was TikTok shite. And she went, no, if you buy this brand, they're genuinely... That we use... Because the thing is, I know your orthodontist is a piece of shit liar because the hygienist uses a water flosser on your teeth. They use high pressure water to clean your teeth when you go to the hygienist. So surely having that in my house is great.
Do you want to know, can I tell you that I've just reminded me of an orthodontist anecdote. This made me trust my orthodontist less. Is she wrote me, Molly was going out to Boots, right? This was back when we were together, by the way. This hasn't been in the past.
Yeah, I got very confused.
Yeah,
then.
Don't worry. So she was going out to Boots and I said, oh, could you get me this toothbrush that the orthodontist recommends? Like, I'm just going to stay here, but like, here's my credit card so you can just grab it. Yeah. And she was like, all right. And she got it and she had it wrote down. This is the orthodontist recommended this toothbrush. She gets it. She goes, Tom, are you sure you want this toothbrush? I go, why? Yeah, it's a toothbrush. Get it. She goes, are you sure? I go, yeah, why? She goes, it's £1,000.
What? Do not get this toothbrush.
Who do they think they are telling me to get a...
It probably is a decent toothbrush, though.
You'd fucking hope
you
so.
You shouldn't be on manual, by the way. My dentist was like, you've got to use electric.
My dentist is stupid.
Yeah, but then she taught me to buy the water flosser. And guess the thing, the water flosser, because it's Black Friday at the minute, it's Black Friday as of recording this, nearly. It was, guess much how much, just guess, water flosser. A machine that shoots high pressure water into my teeth. No more floss.
40
the rest
quid.
Of my life. 35.
Great.
And now, but this is where I had the realization that maybe I'm doing a bit too much, is when I was in the bathroom, middle of the night, I just electric toothbrushed my teeth, and now I've got a machine in my mouth going... And shooting high pressure water between my teeth and to my gums.
Your teeth are great. You have great teeth.
It's because of all the devices I use.
No, I actually, they're one of my insecurities. Because I really like, I never had braces or anything. They came out this straight and I thought, well done, teeth. Really good job on how straight you came through. And also, all my wisdom teeth came through fine. I had no, you know how most people, I have to get them removed, they come out weird, or like Eleanor, she's 25, she still didn't have all of hers. I'm 22 years old, all four came through perfectly.
Wow, you're a big
boy. You know how rare that is? I've got a good set of teeth in there, but they all came out, and I said to my dentist, like, I wish they were whiter. And he's like, yeah, you're just one of those people that just, your teeth aren't like naturally that white, man. It's just the way it is. They're very clean.
You get teeth whitening.
Well, yeah, I think I might.
Do you know what I must have told you about this on the podcast, is up in Nottingham in a little mince box, all my teeth.
Definitely not. I can see them in your head.
All my baby teeth.
Oh, the old ones.
All of them in a little mince
box. Every single one?
Mm-hmm.
Did you not like lose a couple? Swallow maybe one or two?
Not one. Not one. I always got it in my mince box.
So was this your prerogative or your parents'?
I think it was mine. I knew this was right.
Did you ever get money from the tooth fairy? Or I suppose.
I just didn't give her my tooth though.
Well, that's not how the transaction works. The tooth fairy takes the tooth and you get the money.
Not my tooth fairy. She was very generous.
The tooth fairy took all my teeth.
She just had a look at mine. I've got all mine in
How much did you get from her?
Quid.
Yeah, I got a quid too.
She gave me the quid and then in return, I'd still keep it.
I always thought she was a very bad person who really. Well, no, because she clearly enforces real classist sort of agendas and dogma, because she, for some reason, gives poor families less. All the poor kids at school got less money from the tooth fairy. And all the rich kids got more. I knew some kids that were getting fivers, and I thought, hang on, this kid already has a huge house. They don't need a fiver. Give the poor kids the fiver. They need it. They would help their family. But the poor kids are getting like 10p. I think, why is the tooth fairy like got classist sort of beliefs? Horrible. So I really think we should cancel the tooth fairy on X. I think we should replace her with a
tooth man.
No, probably a non-binary tooth person.
Tooth person. Tooth person. I don't know.
The tooth person might come and leave you an amount based on how much you need, not how much you should have. And also, calling her a fairy is a bit, you know, there's a lot wrong with it.
What's wrong with fairy? Like Tinkerbell, I imagine. Well, and she has wings and shit.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Sometimes fairy can be used in a very rude way, so I just...
Can it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine her with not if she's got wings. That surely that's reclaimed. That's a compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if I had wings and could fly, you could call me whatever you want.
Would you? Here's a question for you. If you've
been a lot of questions. When you said this segment, I didn't think it was going to take 45 minutes.
This is not
minutes.
So much about your teeth, more your bones. If you.
I'm never allowing you to come up with a segment again.
Would you. If you needed a spine surgery, opt as just like an added bonus to have some wings put on. Really nice wings.
Can I make myself fly?
Yeah. You've got wings, dipshit.
Do they look... Okay, what sort of...
They're iron wings. They're put on.
Okay. Iron wings. And I could... Are they turbo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I want wings.
I think I'd possibly go for the wings. But I think, actually, I thought about this.
Is this instead of a spine?
No, you get the spine, but wings are attached to your spine. It's just an added bonus.
Okay, are they detachable? Because if I want to sleep...
No, they're on.
But I'm going to need a custom bed. And also, I'm going to be... Do they sort of fold in a bit?
Yeah, just like wings do. And also, I was thinking about it. My main complaint is that I think TSA would be really hard.
Why would I
you go through the airport security?
You're thinking too small picture. Why would I possibly pay to fly anywhere?
I can just imagine if you got wings put on, really nice wings, that I reckon just big government and bureaucracy would get in the way and they'd be like, oh yeah, sure, you can have wings, mate, but you've got to fly from airports. Can't just go around flying willy-nilly. What about the planes, mate? And they'd probably put all this bureaucracy in your way. So you probably have to go to the airport and then they'd have to check you're not a terrorist.
One of your listeners, Jack, did a quote, air quotes, when he said terrorist there. But I think yeah, that would piss me off, but I'd maybe just fly locally then. But then again, you can't even fly drones some places.
Fly locally, or like shopping locally to like really help out the local area.
I probably...
You do deliveries, you become a delivery boy.
It would be an efficient deliveroo. I'd be an efficient vlogger too. I'd start vlogging again because I'd have a whole load of new ideas. Like, I flew here.
That doesn't sound like a whole host of new ideas. It's just I flew and then place.
That's quite a good... I think I'd be on top of that
quite
niche.
Quite a good series, really.
No one else would own that niche like me.
Well, until wing surgery becomes popular. What inadvertently, if by marketing your wing surgery it becomes popular and you become less unique?
It's like the mod videos all over again.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone loves mods.
Everyone loves mods. Yeah, okay. Well, I'd learn from the mod videos and I just keep upgrading my wings. I put lasers on them first.
I don't know if he can do that.
I can do what I want.
No.
I've got wings.
No, the doctor who did the wings, I don't think he can do lasers.
What else can he do?
He could... I think he does hip replacements, but I don't think he's very good at them.
That's not even... That's not even going to help.
I know. He actually really isn't good at most things. The wings were a real, like, sort of feat of wonder for him. Because usually he's not very good at surgery. It's weird. How's that work?
All right, how are the worms doing? Oh no, by the way, fuck these worms.
What?
They've turned on me of worms.
No, just because you've got some evil blood.
We might be housing
at your house
a bloodworm.
These are just earthworms.
No.
There's one.
Ugh, just dirty.
We've given them some new leaves.
It's all fun and games till you're in a compromised position and the worms turn up.
This leaf's poking out of the enclosure.
Good. I want the worm to
be able
to
see. I'm not sure if that was on purpose.
I want the worm to see its food and not be able to get it.
Oh yeah, no, because that is their food as well. But yeah, there's let's have a look. There's one there.
I hate these worms.
It's a quiet day today, actually. I can't see.
I've completely gone off the worms.
There's a very big view of him here.
I'm going to quote Jacksepticeye. What is this stupid gimmick? Stupid.
This was your idea.
I know, but I didn't think they'd turn on me like that.
They didn't. Other types of worms. You're painting all worms with the same brush.
Yeah, because they're all bastards now. They all wriggle.
You shouldn't be doing that. Just because one worm has been a problem
bloodworm,
to you.
A bloodworm.
Yeah, just because one type of worm has been a problem to you doesn't mean you should paint all worms with the same brush. Some worms are great.
No, they're not. They're all worms are bad.
Like, for example, if you're trying to lose weight quickly, a tapeworm. I advised. If one, I think we should be body positive. Secondly, I think there's healthier ways of cutting down on weight.
Dirty wigglers. That's my slur for them. Wigglers.
Don't come up with new slurs.
Dirty wigglers.
Needs. But anyway, yeah, here's...
just hanging around with a bunch of wigglers, you are.
Give it a little tap, see if he maybe wants to come to life.
No, of course he doesn't, because he's a stupid worm. What are you doing? They're going to obviously hate that. This is like a million earthquakes.
No, I'm doing... No, this is rain. They come up for the rain.
Can we get onto this stupid Patreon? Not stupid Patreon. Lovely Patreon. Close call.
Yeah, it's pretty uneventful worm day. Couple of worms.
They're bastards. It wasn't for me.
They're probably upset because Tom's been so mean to them. They're probably depressed. That's probably why they're not moving.
Get down there, you wigglers. Stay down there.
Blame Tom for that one.
Groundlings. That's not as good of a slur, isn't it?
Well, I think we've covered the agenda. All my questions are answered. I feel mighty fulfilled in my brain. All my questions are done. So
that's good.
What?
Well, some of my topics we can get to, but we will
what
on the Patreon.
What did we miss?
Moving. It's fine. We'll talk about it on the Patreon. Jack.
Oh, we missed the moving.
Jack. This is the main. I would never rib you and be this informal on the main.
No, I feel so horrible. Because
on the Patreon, I can relax. I can give you a little bit of ribbing. I can rail you. I can do all these things. Like, let's go to the Patreon.
Back up. Pause. What did you just say?
And give you a bit of ribbing.
That wasn't what you said.
I can like
you said
mess
you would
up,
rail
like,
me. That's horrible. Don't do that to me.
Yeah, like emotionally.
In no way shall you be doing that.
Yeah, sure. Like
not on our Patreon.
Like you've annoyed me.
Well, I accidentally talked over one of Tom's topics and I feel like
we're going to get to it in the...
So if you want to help me feel better, please go and subscribe to the Patreon. It's only $7 or £5.
Blythe, please come to the Patreon. My third bathroom needs work.
Well, that, and also, if I know more people see Tom's topic that he wanted the world to hear, I'll feel better about what I just did. So thanks for that.
All right, guys, we're going to move over there. You know, if you see a worm, stamp it.
No.
All right, let's go over there. Thanks, guys.
Do the noise.
See you on the Patreon.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.